Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey guys, welcome back to an episode of What We Said podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
We are so excited, like extra excited this
Super
week.
Super pumped.
Because we are reunited right now. If you didn't know, Chelsea lives in Utah. And I live in California, so we have to pre-record episodes. And this is our first time back together.
Yeah, this is the first time we've been recording since the first time
that we ever recorded.
Yeah, that we ever started.
Podcast. So this is exciting for us. We were both so giddy.
Yeah.
Like, we put on the headphones and got close to the mics, and we just got so excited to record this episode.
Literally instantly giggling.
So, very stoked. Today's
Wait,
episode...
first and foremost, sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
There's every single week after we released, since we pre-recorded them, we couldn't, like, get on and say anything about the launch of it, but...
We said it in the second one, I think we mentioned, like, thank you, but, yeah,
this... So, we just want to say thank you guys for being so awesome. We did not expect...
No.
So much love and...
Support from us. And... I'm not sure if this is like a huge deal, but almost every week we have gotten on the top charts of the podcast iTunes app, which is so amazing.
Yeah, and which is crazy.
Obviously could not have been done without you guys. So we really appreciate you guys always sharing on your Instagram and just
messaging us. DMs. It's been so crazy. So thank you guys so much.
You're the best. Tell them what we're talking about.
Okay, so we asked you, I don't remember which episode we asked you, but... We wanted to talk about first dates.
Specifically, the worst first dates you guys have ever had.
Yeah.
And you guys sent in.
You guys really came through.
You guys came through with some of the worst first date stories ever. And we are so excited to read them. Okay, so first off, Chelsea, I wanted to ask you if you have like a traumatizing first date experience.
I don't think I have a traumatizing first date, but I do. The date that I remember the most... is it was my birthday and I didn't tell him it was my birthday.
Oh,
so we met on Tinder and I was like,
why would you go on a date on your birthday?
Well, because I was in Utah, so I wasn't like by my family. I didn't have friends there yet. It just happened that I was there on my birthday and I didn't have like a ton of, I had like done something the night before. And so I didn't have like family or friends there. So I was just like going through Tinder and like we had made plans and he last minute was like, hey, do you want to go out? And I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'm not doing anything. I think it was like 9 p.m. or something.
Okay.
And so he picks me up. We like go to this party and he like leaves me at the bonfire to talk to the most antisocial kid there. So I'm like talking to him, like, which it was fine. But at the same time, you know, like, I don't know about you, but I always get like a sad feeling on my birthday. Like,
why?
I feel sad on my birthday.
That's so weird. Wait, I think you've told me that before.
Yeah, I think it's common. It's like birthday blues. I didn't really so much when I was younger, but you just look back at your life and you're just like, I'm another year older.
Oh my gosh, like, that's so depressing.
You know, it's just like you evaluate your life. It's kind of happy, but it's also kind of like, oh, time is flying.
Like it's already been another year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think I was turning like 20. So I was kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm not a kid anymore. Anyways. So I'm just at this bonfire with all these strangers. I'm like, should I tell him it's my birthday? Like, that's so awkward.
You should have told him first off.
I know,
it's my birthday.
But because I didn't, the very first time in the first 10 minutes, I was like, I can't tell him
now. No, you can't.
So it got to the end and it was like 11:30 and we went to Sonic and I was like, oh, can I get a free one? And I was like, it's my birthday. And he was not close to me. And they're like, yeah, here you go. Cause I was like, I'm not going to, well, first of all, yeah, I paid for my own. He like had already got his and sat down. So I like went and sat down and he was like,
oh, wait, cool. so he was not going to pay for yours?
No, he wasn't going to pay
for okay, mine. Okay. Yeah. But
and so I was like, oh, can I get a free one? And so I got a free one and I sat down by him and then I was like, oh, I got a free one. And I was like, okay, mate, this might be like a good time to mention it. And he was like, oh, why'd you get a free one? And I was like, it's my birthday. And it was like 11:30 p.m.
He probably felt so bad.
Yeah, he like looked at me kind of like, are you kidding me? But wow, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's so sad.
And so I was like, it's okay. He's like, why didn't you tell me? We've been together for like 3 hours. And I was like, sorry. I was like, I just didn't know how to break it to you. It's not that big of a deal. But that's like the most memorable date that I've had that was bad because I just remember feeling like so awkward the whole time. Not that it was like, you have to do everything for me because it's my birthday.
Awesome.
Oh, what was that?
That was my phone falling off the chair.
Okay.
I don't even know if they could hear that, but I'm sure they could.
Yeah.
Very loud bang noise.
Anyways, have you?
I have never had like a super bad first date. A few things come to mind. Like one time I remember being in high school maybe, I think I was in high school and I went on a date with a kid and like, I just remember at the end of it, he's like, where's my kiss?
Oh, I hate that. So
like, it's like that typical guy who's like, where's my hug? And you're like, absolutely not.
No.
I'm not looking to hug. Yeah, I'm not looking to kiss. I'm not looking to touch you.
Seriously. Where's my kiss?
So I think he said something like that. And I was just like, oh my gosh. I think I maybe give him a kiss on the cheek or something. Anyway, so that was kind of, I remember that being
especially
like
especially in high school on a first date. Like what? Is that weird? Like I would never.
No. Why? No. And it's not like the date was like
super romantic.
Yeah, so awesome. And like there were fireworks. It was just like, okay, so why curious. Would I? No. Okay. So then another date comes from it. This wasn't like a horrific date, but it was the double date with you. And it was literally, I'm not joking. So I dated someone all through high school and then he left on a church mission. And I literally think it was the next day or 2 days later. Like it was 2 days later.
I'm dead.
The missionary and I were not dating necessarily. Like we had like kind of gone our separate ways, but like not really. Like
but it was still sad.
It was still sad. Like I was really sad about him leaving on his mission and I obviously still had feelings for him. It was 2 days later. And when he was on his mission, we like wrote letters to each other and stuff. It was not like we broke up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was still like kind of almost like grieving over him literally leaving for 2 years.
Yeah.
Because the mission is 2 years long. And it was a double date with you, Chelsea. And I don't think we even like knew it was going to be a date or something. Like I remember that it kind of happened last minute and we just got thrown into going on this date.
Well, weren't we traveling together? And so it was kind of like where we went.
Yeah, so we were in Arizona. I feel like this story is getting confusing, but we were in Arizona. So my boyfriend left and then it was like 2 days later and then we flew to Utah to do something. I don't remember what.
I had my cousin's wedding.
Okay, yeah. I think we were just going for fun kind of. Like we were like, oh, it'll just be a fun trip. And then we ended up going on this double date kind of last minute with these guys. And I was like, okay, whatever. I'll just go. That's fine. And he was just
too touchy
and just like not at all my type. And I was
Didn't we watch a terrifying movie?
Yes. And he'd be like, oh, and like put his arm around me. And I'd be like, I'm not even scared. Stop.
Oh my gosh.
I just remember that being awkward. But
I do remember
those
that
are very mild compared to what we're about to read. And
like, traumatizing.
I've never had any like traumatizing dates really.
Blind dates are by far the worst of the worst.
But that's how I met Leif on a blind date.
Oh, that's true. Well, they can be.
I had good luck with mine.
I will say the last one that I can think of is when we were in Snowflake, Arizona in high school. Gosh. Do you remember? And
no.
I just remember we were like hanging out with your cousin Shelly.
Shelly's listening to this, I bet.
And
she's a supporter of what we
and
said.
It was so funny because it was a blind date and we were like 16, just like little babies.
I went on it as well.
Yeah. I think you went with like, maybe it wasn't. I don't remember who you went with. I think you went with like one of your friends or something.
Okay.
But like she was going with someone that she liked. You were going with like an old friend and then they were bringing like someone for me. And
I do not
remember. I just remember we were upstairs and they came to the door and we didn't see them. And Shelly just comes up and goes, "I'm so sorry," to me before I eat anything. That's never a good start. She just goes like, "I am so sorry. He has a beard and a mohawk." And I'm like, like, I'm 16. So anybody with a full on beard is too old.
Oh my gosh. Do you like, so I feel like, I remember getting to high school and guys had full-on beards and I was like, how do you have a beard at this age? There were certain guys who would have a full-fledged, like thicker than my dad's beard at age 16. I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, that is so funny, but I do not remember that.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. Okay, so do you want to go first or do you want me to?
Oh, yeah, I'll go first. So I have, I'm going to read my, I was going to save it for last, but I think I'm just going to go for it because it's pretty funny.
Okay, and we're just going to switch off reading the different stories that you guys wrote
in. This is a longish one.
Okay.
Okay, so this is from Lydia. She said, "Hello, ladies. First off, I definitely want to congratulate you on a successful..." I always feel weird reading this.
No.
It's just all long good about us. I'm like, oh, wait, it's not a date story.
Oh, she's just praising us. Oops. Chelsea, make sure to read slow.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Going to cut that out.
Sorry, Mom. Okay, so this is from Lydia. "First off, I definitely want to congratulate you on a successful launch of your podcast. I'm looking forward to listening every week, which is saying something because I really never could get into podcasts until now. So yeah, your podcast is literally the only one I follow and actually listen to in its entirety. Triple thumbs up."
Oh,
so nice, Lydia. Okay, so I wanted to share with you my very first date ever. It kills me when it's their very first date, yes, too. Not just like the first date with the person, but their first
literal
date in
the
life.
The first date ever in their life.
Okay, it was my first year of college. I was 19, and I had to have a very intense jaw surgery where they wired my mouth shut for a few months. The day I got home from surgery, this guy I kind of liked texted me and asked me to be his girlfriend and go on a date with him. Wow. I was still high off the morphine, so I instantly just agreed to both.
Wait, hold on. How old is she? I forgot.
All right. 19.
19, okay.
But even later, I was so excited because I'd never been on a date before or had a boyfriend or anything. I waited a week after surgery and convinced my mom to drive me to his house, pick him up, and drop me off at the movies since he didn't have a car and I couldn't drive since I was still recovering. Okay, mind you, she's literally had her jaw wired shut.
Yeah, how is she even going to speak?
He didn't have a car and I couldn't drive since... Okay, sorry. "Keep in mind, I can't talk the entire time. I just had a notebook I'd carry around and write on to communicate."
You are kidding.
"The guy picked the movie. He wanted to see The Gray, where wolves literally eat everyone." I've never even heard of that movie.
Yeah, I didn't have it either.
"I didn't even care about how bad the movie was because I was just so excited to be on a real life date with with a moderately attractive actual human who genuinely wanted to be there. We even held hands during the movie, and then he put his arm over my shoulders. This was seriously the closest I'd ever gotten with a guy, and my heart was beating so hard, and I couldn't focus on the storyline or think straight. Felt like everything was going surprisingly well, minus the fact that the movie was making everyone nauseous because of all the gore. But then, the movie ends, and as we're walking out of the theater, my nose suddenly starts gushing blood everywhere. Like, it looked like a faucet of blood spewing out of my nose. I started freaking out, my date looked terrified, and one of the people that was in the theater started actually vomiting when they saw me and all the blood."
You are joking.
"I couldn't breathe well because I couldn't open my mouth. And my nose was pouring out blood, and it was going down my throat and into my mouth as well as over everything. I couldn't spit the blood out of my mouth, so it just started oozing out from between my clenched teeth."
Oh.
"Yes."
Horrifying.
"Yes, it looked as freaky as you're probably imagining. I had no idea why this was even happening. It reminded me of a scene from Kill Bill. So I leave my date in the hallway, run to the bathroom, hold my head over the sink, and this lady followed me in the bathroom and started trying to help me, although she was certainly not a nurse and had absolutely no medical knowledge whatsoever and kept asking me questions and I couldn't answer. Then she tried yelling at me and I didn't answer. Then she thought maybe I was deaf, so she started using sign language, although she didn't actually know sign language. And it ended up being a game of bloody charades. Then she took it upon herself to try and help by holding my head back to stop the blood, at which point I really could not breathe and it all started gushing down my throat and almost into my lungs instead of out of my nose. And I thought this is how I was going to die."
This story cannot be real.
No. By a well-meaning soccer mom who grossly overestimated her communication and medical abilities. I finally got her to let go and was able to hold my head over the sink again. My date didn't have my mom's number, so he had to send someone in to check on me and get my phone to call my mom to come pick us up. 20 minutes later, I'm finally able to get the blood to stop, and when I walk back to my date, I see he has blood spattered all over his nice clothes and a terrified look on his face, partly out of concern and partly out of complete shock. I wanted to apologize, but I couldn't talk. I left my notepad at home. I couldn't say anything to him. I could just answer yes or no questions by nodding my head awkwardly. So he awkwardly asked questions and filled the silence until my mom picked us up. The whole way home, my mom talked to my date as if I wasn't even there. She asked him all these super awkward mom questions until we got to his house. He yelled bye as he jumped out of the car, bye, and sprinted into the house. I wasn't exactly sure what I had in mind for my first date. I was really hoping to get my first kiss on the front porch before we said goodnight, and I had it in my head that it would be super romantic. And I thought maybe the whole not being able to talk thing would work, kind of like in Little Mermaid. The next day we called the surgeon. He was like, oh yeah, nosebleeds are common after you had whatever. Mm. Anyways, that's the end of the... basically the date story. So this is my first date ever with my first boyfriend ever. To my surprise, the guy actually did text me a few days later and wanted to go out again.
Oh, wow.
And we ended up dating for a year. Glad we broke up, though.
The fact that Lydia. She was like, yeah, I can't talk, but like, let's go on a date. Yeah. And I can still communicate with you via this notebook. Like,
oh my gosh.
Honestly, so brave.
That's like kind of old, 19.
Yeah. Like, it's not like she's 14 years old. That is hilarious.
That's my longest one because I just... was reading it in complete shock because like, it just got worse and worse and worse.
The blood coming out of her literal teeth.
And the like lady mouth. In the bathroom trying,
lady trying to help. Do sign language to her.
Yelling at her.
I'm oh, the fact dead. That she can't talk makes the whole situation. I know. Wow. Okay. Hilarious. Here we go. A little while back, I had a guy ask me on a date to get dinner and see a movie. I was pretty excited about it, so I agreed, and we planned on meeting at a restaurant the next week for dinner. The next week came and I ended up arriving at the restaurant 10 minutes earlier than we had planned. I decided to walk in to put our name down for a table and wait for him in the lobby. I walked into the restaurant to find him already sitting at a table halfway through his dinner.
Oh.
Confused, I walked over and asked him if I was mistaken by the time we set and why he was already sitting. His response was that he was nervous we would be late to the movie, so he decided to take it upon himself to go 30 minutes early without telling me to order his food, so I quickly ordered my meal. The entire dinner pretty much just consisted of him watching me eat my food. End of dinner came and the waitress brought us the check. She handed it to him and he gave it right back, asking her to split the check into two. You the could worst. Tell the waitress was annoyed, so I told her it was fine and that I would pay for it in full. The real MVP.
Yeah, seriously.
Next was the movie. We got to the theater and he bought our tickets. The part he didn't tell me was that this was his favorite movie in the whole world and he had already seen it the day prior.
You're kidding.
The movie was a musical. I kid you not, he ended up singing every single song in the movie into my ear the entire time.
Into the ear.
It was the most annoying 2 hours I've ever experienced. I could not even enjoy the movie without him telling me what would happen next.
No.
Or singing the lyrics to the song. Once I got home that night, he sent me a text saying he had fun on our date and that he'd love to go out on another date. Never again.
I'm crying.
Why would he go to the restaurant 30 minutes before and her and not tell her? Like... and she even got there 10 minutes early and he was already halfway done with her food.
You
with
are
his food.
Kidding.
Like, what is he thinking?
Yeah, that is not someone that you want to associate with. Sorry.
Please cut all ties.
Literally a psychopath?
Yeah. Thanks for sending that, Meg. That is shocking.
Oh my gosh. The singing in the air. I can't. I can't.
Or
I
telling
can't.
You everything that's going to happen in the movie?
Yeah.
Nope.
Sorry. Okay, so this is from Brianna. I met a guy online after a long-term relationship and he seemed nice, so we set up a date. He took me to go see a zombie movie, which was good, but kept trying to hold my hand, etc. We then went to the mall next door to get Jamba Juice and started walking around. We walked into Dick's Sporting Goods store and he, no joke, ran to the shoe section and then for the next 45 minutes told me about all the parts of the shoe, how to tuck the shoelaces into the shoe that were on, and how to tuck the shoelaces into the shoes that were on display. The majority of time spent in the store was because he was tucking all of the shoelaces back in the right way because they were done wrong. Let's just say there wasn't a second date.
Why was he – is he an expert at shoe – like,
I don't know.
He
just, like, had – I don't know. She didn't say. Wait, did she?
No, I'm just saying, like, does he work at another Dick's Sporting Goods location? He's like,
oh. And he's just, like, OCD about that. There's nothing worse, though, than, like, being at a place that boys like to be at and you don't, like a sports place.
Yeah,
or like
oh, let's go to like a Bass Pro Shop. Is that what it's called? Like,
no, yeah, thanks. No, no, no. Or it's like, oh, let's watch the game and like whatever. And I'm just like, there is nothing worse than being here for 3 hours.
Like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Some girls.
No, thanks.
Some girls like that. It. Yeah. It's not like,
this one.
It's not like all girls don't, but that is hilarious.
Also, you're just like, can we please leave? And he's like, I gotta get the shoelaces.
Shoelaces aren't correct.
Yeah. Following.
Okay. Next one. Hi, in my second year of university, I got asked out by a guy I had been crushing on all year. He said he planned this great date and had a surprise for me as well. I just had to meet him at the restaurant. So I get to the restaurant and it was great, a little barbecue restaurant, and I loved it. Afterward, he said the surprise was waiting for me at our next location. We ended up at a movie theater and he said he had pre-bought tickets to 50 Shades of Grey because I had just finished the books. We walk in and sit next to and sitting next to me is his mom. That was my surprise. I got to sit beside his mom and watch the world's most uncomfortable movie with his 60-year-old mother. I had never felt so uncomfortable and awkward every time a sex scene happened and would lean over and try to talk to me about it and how her sex life was back in the day.
No.
And ask me if me and my now ex-boyfriend did things like this. At the end of the movie, he asked if we wanted to go get ice cream. If we wanted to go get ice cream, I was so embarrassed. I got him to take me home. This was the absolute worst first date.
Wait, that was their first
date? Yes, their first date. He's like, oh, I have a surprise for you. And she's like, oh, it's the movie, like 50 Shades of Grey. Okay, fun, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, and my mom's here. Like, that's the surprise. The mom. Like, my mom's going to sit
next
to you. And,
like, not even a young mom. Like, an old mom.
60 years old. She's like, cool.
And absolutely do not talk about your sex life to your son's first date. Oh, my gosh. I'm
absolutely
shook.
Not.
Shook to my core. Okay. 4 years ago, when I was a senior in high school, I was looking for a prom date, and my friend wanted to set me up on a blind date with her boyfriend's best friend. When we met up, he was very nice and attentive, but was constantly touching me. He invaded my personal bubble after 2 minutes of meeting. He kept trying to hold my hand, put his arm around me, touch my waist, kiss me. Guy got away with too comfortable too quick. Guy got way too comfortable too quickly. To make matters worse, he told me that I was with the type of girl... that I was the type of girl he could fall in love with. At that point, I pretended I had gotten an emergency text and had to go home. These are the worst types of people. Boys, if you're listening,
please do not do this.
And take freaking cues. Like, girls give very obvious cues when they don't want to be touched.
Yes. Like, if you put your hand on her and she kind of flinches and, like, goes away, please don't keep trying. Yeah.
And do not tell her that she's the kind of girl you could fall in love with on the very first date. When she does not want to be touched
like,
by you.
Feeling it. Like, I don't know. It's like there are exceptions where people are like, oh, we just knew we were literally meant to be on the first date. It's like, well
and if she's giving it back, like she's kind of cuddling.
Yeah, exactly. Then that's one thing. But it's like, I feel like it's very obvious. If you try to hold a girl's hand and she like totally holds it back and is like cuddling with you, perfect.
Yeah.
Continue, whatever. But yeah.
That's the
most
worst.
Obvious cues. Like, do not touch me. Why are you still trying? It's
and, like,
so scary.
Girls know. You don't want to be, like, super rude and just straight up be like, please stop touching me. Yeah. Because then they're like, okay, I feel like a creepo.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't know. But you're, like, giving them very obvious cues.
Yes. Okay. Next one. Kelly. This is from Kelly. Okay, let's do this. So my aunt calls me one day and says, hey, Kelly, we have a family friend who just moved to your city. He works nonstop and wants to meet people. So I told him you're very nice and have great friends. Will you introduce him to people? So, of course, I'm like, absolutely. Send him my number. First of all, Kelly, you're very nice.
Yeah.
Everything is chill. I'm thinking I'm going to give him a tour of the city, invite him to a tailgate to meet new people. Then
the most friendly, outgoing person.
Yeah. Then one day I get a call from an unknown number. It's him. Literally forgot his name. And he says he wants to meet up and go to dinner. In my head, it's still very, very chill. The dinner night rolls around. He pulls up to my house in a truck that is so jacked up that I consider asking him if I was being pranked. We get to the restaurant, and lo and behold, it's the nicest restaurant in town. It's at this point that me and my hairy legs realize this is an actual date. We haven't even ordered our food yet when he asks me, so how hard do you like to party?
Oh, no.
I'm a deer in headlights saying, I mean, my friends and I are pretty chill. I wouldn't say we party. To which he throws his head back laughing and for the rest of the evening tells me all about how he is the best drunk driver I will ever see, how his beer pong skills are second to none, and how long he can do a keg stand for. Swoon. That's really all. That's really all I remember because I quickly started watching You've Got Mail in my head to pass the time.
Oh, my God.
But it gets better. I honest to goodness say absolutely nothing of substance besides, oh, I see, and wow, for the rest of the evening. I'm thinking we're both very aware that we are not a good match. He drops me off at my house. I thank him for dinner, and he tries to kiss me.
No,
I slink under his arm, unlock my front door, tell him goodnight, and go inside. Like, bye.
Oh, my God.
I am sure he gets the hint. Wrong. The next day, I get a text from him gushing about how much fun he had the night before, how he is so excited to get to know me better because he can see us having a long-lasting future together. What the heck? I thanked him for dinner again, and that was the last time we ever spoke. And me and my hairy legs rejoiced that I did not waste a
hairy
shave.
Legs.
That I did not waste a shave on the best drunk driver ever. The end.
I'm sorry. Good night and goodbye.
Good night and goodbye. The huge, like, jacked up truck. Red flag number one.
Yeah.
Then he says all of that about being the best drunk driver. I literally would have left the date right then.
She thought
it was
a prank.
Yeah. She's like, am I being punked, Ashton Kutcher? Where are you?
Yeah. I am shooketh.
That is not okay.
No. It's like, it's funny because there will be things like that. You're like, did they not get the hint that we literally had the worst time last
like
night?
Like, he tries to kiss me and I actually dodge him and run inside.
Yeah. And I didn't say a thing the entire time and you talked about yourself the entire time.
Yeah.
I read this book and it was saying, like, if you want to be interesting to somebody, don't talk about yourself. Ask them about themselves.
Yeah.
And that person will be way more likely to want to see and talk to you again because you made them feel interesting.
Yeah, people like talking about themselves.
Yeah, so I'm sure he thought he had a great time, but like, you're not interesting to her because you didn't even ask her anything. That's like when I watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, instantly, if the guy's just talking about themselves, you can see the other person be like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Like, you do not care about me. And then afterwards, like, that was so much fun. I'm so in love. And they're like, because you literally talked about yourself the entire time.
Right. And the other person was not down.
Guys just don't get the cues. Okay. So this was in 10th grade. I yet couldn't drive and neither could the boy that I was going on the date with. So we both had our parents drop us off. So for our first date, he decided to take me to a Chinese street fair, which was in Stadium's parking lot. When I got there, he was already inside, so I had to find him. I finally found him and he was with his older brother and younger sister. It was so awkward because it was our first date and it turned out to be us and his siblings. Since it was a fair, there were rides, so you needed tickets to ride them. I did not know that, so when we were in line for a ride, I didn't have tickets, so he let me use some of his. But while he handed them to me, he blurted out, "So are you just going to mooch off me all night?"
Is he serious or joking?
I was so uncomfortable the rest of the night, and I just wanted to go home. Worst first date ever. The boy really knew how to make a girl feel uncomfortable. Are you just going to mooch off me all night?
Like, why? Okay. Am I so old school for being like, if you're asking a girl on a date, aren't you expected to pay? Yeah. I'm confused by that.
I think so.
I remember going on a date in Utah and them not paying for me. And me just being like, okay, I mean, it's fine. But like, I thought that was, but maybe I thought it's so old school. I don't know.
I feel like if you are the one that asked them to go to something, it's like almost rude for you to expect them to pay unless you agree on something, unless you're both like, hey, yeah, let's do this
together.
Because
you're not making them, but like, you're inviting them to come. So it's like, you should.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, I'm not against girls paying for guys.
Like, no, not at all.
Especially if you're dating somebody. Like, I don't always expect the boyfriend to pay. Like, if you're constantly going on dates with the same person, it's like, split it up.
Right.
But if you're taking someone out, like, if I were to ask somebody out, like, a girl were to ask a guy, yeah, you should pay for the guy because you invited him to the place.
Right.
That's just
I agree.
My opinion.
No, I agree.
I remember we went on this, like, I think it was Savannah. We went on, like, this double date with these guys. And at the end, they asked for gas money. And we were like, sorry, what?
Like,
yeah, we'll
no.
pay you gas money, but like, what?
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Let's go back to the summer of 2010. I was about 15 years old and I had my very first boyfriend. We couldn't drive at the time, so his sister had to pick me up and drop us off at the theater where we had our first date. We were going to see Inception, but me being a young girl on her first date, my mind was anywhere but the movie. I'm still not 100% sure I understand that film.
Same, honestly, but I love Tom Hardy.
Anyway, we held hands the entire movie. It was sweaty and gross. I was so nervous, and all I could think about was his fingers moving against mine. It was sweet, and it gave me so many butterflies. Aw. Before I go any further, keep in mind that at this time in my life, I was sporting a nice full set of braces. Hot, right? Toward the end of the movie, he looked over at me, put his hand against my cheek, and pulled me in. All I could think at this point was, oh no, he's about to kiss me. I am not ready. Oh no. He pulled me in and our lips touched. But only for a second. Before it could go any further, he pulled back quickly. My heart was racing. I did not understand what was going on. He looked me directly in my eyes and said the three words that would shatter my world forever. You bit me.
Oh.
I was traumatized. How could I have ruined my first kiss? How could I have been so stupid? I was so embarrassed. I did not say a single word for him to him for the entire car ride home with his sister. It was dead silent in the car. I got out and went home and crawled into bed and cried.
Aww.
Needless to say, our relationship did not last much longer. And when he changed his Facebook status to single, his sister commented on it, hallelujah. After a few weeks, I moved on with the help of my friends and their new rendition of Kesha's My First Kiss, which went like this. My first kiss went a little like this. Mwah, you bit me. We still laugh about it today.
That's my ringtone.
I'm so dead.
Wait, you just sang that?
Oh my gosh. The fact that he just like pulls away, looks her dead in the eyes, and is just like, you bit me. Oh my gosh. And she just like has no idea what's happening.
I'm crying.
Like, how does that even happen?
I'm actually crying. Okay, that is freaking hilarious.
Oh my gosh, help.
What? You bit me. Okay, so this is from Cameron. Okay, so this is my most cringy date ever. I got a text from my Sunday school teacher, red flag, who asked me on a date for his 22-year-old son. His dad texted me all of the plans for the date. The son only texted me the day of the date to let me know how soon he was going to be there to pick me up. He comes to the door and we walk out and his parents are in the front seats of the car. Okay, he is 22 years old. So the parents on the date, that's for like 16-year-olds and younger. So then it hit me that I was going on a double date with his parents, which is like fine, that's fine. On like the 10th date.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, I mean, it depends.
It could be before then, but the first day, I feel like that's a little weird.
Too much. So we went on a hike and then we ended up, first of all, hikes on the first date are never a good idea. Absolutely because I not. Hate them. So just me though. A lot of other girls probably would like that. So we went on a hike and then we ended up back at his parents' house. They cooked us dinner and then asked if we wanted to watch a movie. I said yes, not knowing that his parents had just recently moved, so they only had a TV in their bedroom. So his parents just set two chairs next to each other for us and then they cuddled on the bed the entire movie. What? So awkward. We both just sat there and tried not to think about his parents. Lost my thought. Oh, we both just sat there and tried not to think about his parents cuddling and kissing on the bed to our right.
Oh.
Can you imagine? In your parents' bedroom?
They're going to watch a movie and you're down and then they lead you to their bedroom. You're like,
Instantly get out. Run.
That is so
disgusting.
Disgusting. That is disgusting. Very weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, I have an awkward first date story for you. When I was in university, there was a cute guy in my English class. We got to talking and realized we both shared the same last name. It didn't stop us from going out on a date. So we went out and went back to his house and his mother was there. We got to talking and she asked who my parents were. Suddenly, the look on her face changed when she realized she was my dad's cousin. The most confusing part is that her and my dad were related, but not even by the last name. But by my grandma's maiden name. So even though we shared a last name, the name wasn't even what connected us. It was so awkward. We spent the rest of the night watching Seinfeld in silence and not spoken since.
Yeah, no. That's the worst.
Oh, gosh.
Not that that's ever happened to me, but I'm like, yeah, that is the worst from day or cousin.
Hashtag relatable. Wow.
Okay, wait. I need to interject really fast with me and Nick's first date.
Okay.
I'm like, we're cousins. No, but
like, oh, that reminds me. My husband's my cousin.
No, okay, so my nana, so my dad's mom's maiden name is Curtis. And that's Nick's.
Oh,
last
I didn't
name.
Know that.
Yeah. So first of all, that was a little worrisome. And then that's a very common last name. But also, my grandma texted my mom when she knew like me and Nick were kind of dating. Sorry, I just veered completely from my first date story with him. But
okay.
And she was like, what's Nick's dad's name? Because we have a cousin named Nicholas Curtis. I'm like, sorry. I think we were like literally almost engaged at this point.
Oh.
And we looked it up and it was like definitely not him.
Wait, my mom just told me a story about this woman that she met. And I mean, they're older, like maybe they're 50 now. And they're first cousins and they're married. I don't know. It's still shocking, but...
They're not like blood?
No, they're first cousins.
I'm like, it can't be.
and they're married. I need to get more details, you guys. I'll come back for you with more details on this situation. But I also shot a wedding and their parents were first cousins. I'm not saying it was okay back in the day, but I think it was like... there's something where it wasn't crazy, but it does seem insane. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, maybe if like you're from a small town and everyone's kind of related. Aren't we related? I think we're very distantly related because both of our parents, my mom and her mom, are from the same like small town.
Yeah, I think very distantly. Crazy. Okay. Hello. Sorry this is so long.
Wait, you just went. You're rude.
Wait, no, I didn't. I did it really.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm rude. Go.
Hello. Sorry this is so long and cringy. So some backstory first. I met this guy coming out of high school going into freshman year of community college. Nothing ever happened because at the time I was 18 and he was several years older than me. Fast forward to my senior year of college, I had moved several hours away because I had transferred schools. We ended up reconnecting online and really hit it off. We were soon talking on the phone and texting all the time. I would always go home. Should put that in quotations. My parents had moved away several years before, but I would go home to see my best friend for Christmas break, where he lived close by. I would be staying with my best friend over break, so we decided while I was down, we would go on a date. So we're nearing break, and he starts making some slightly backhanded comments to me. He started becoming very neurotic, something I was not used to from him. He would make comments about us getting married and how he didn't want to be financially responsible for me. I told him that I was not in that mind frame and really wasn't ready to talk about marriage with him. We barely knew each other. And he got so offended because he would never bring that up and I was the one who was making these comments and I should stop. What? Then he made a comment about how he thinks I would be the kind of person who would sit back and just watch my significant other do all the work and not offer. What?
Wait, he said he didn't want to be financially responsible for her.
Yeah,
he's like, I want to get married, but like, don't get the idea that I want to be financially responsible.
Yeah, he says, I don't want to be financially responsible for you. And then he says, I feel like you're the kind of person who would just sit back and watch your significant other do all the work and not offer to help.
Okay, the rudest
human. Yeah, and so she says, A, not true. B, that's so rude to say, especially when he doesn't even know that much about me. Major red flags. I was already dreading the date at this point. I didn't want to be rude and was hoping he would turn things around, so I went. We met at a Japanese steakhouse to eat. He insisted we eat at a grill without asking me what I prefer. I do not like sitting at the grill, especially on a first date. Kind of just want to talk to my date. But I could have gotten over it. This alone wouldn't make or break my opinion of him. So dinner goes by, decent, but slightly awkward. He's really in and out at this point. He's happy one second, then all of a sudden I've made him mad. We decide to go back to his house and watch some TV for a while. I drive my own car just in case, which seemed to offend him. After a little while, I decided to leave. I was having a horrible allergy spell and honestly was glad to have an excuse to get the heck out of there. Last minute, he was like, okay, but my uncle lives next door and he's on vacation. I need to run over and feed the animals. Do you want to come? I did because they had a horse and honestly, I'm a huge sucker for animals. Let me throw in that I was wearing some nice white shoes and really didn't want to ruin them. He mentioned I may want to be careful or stay on the driveway so I didn't get mud on them walking over to the horse. I agreed and we went over. When we got there, he just started losing it over the fact that I wouldn't walk over there with him.
What?
And it was so ridiculous, and he didn't know that I was going to be so weird about this situation. He straight threw a fit about it, making me extremely uncomfortable. I'm now regretting my decision to not immediately leave. So the time we're there, I'm treading lightly, trying not to anger the beast. By the time...
Not the horse, the human.
Yeah. By the time we made it back over to his house, I'm basically running back to my car. He comes over and says his goodbye, hugs me, and gives me a kiss.
No.
Most awkward kiss of my life, and is all good happy. Night. I was not fooled at this point and practically flew out of the driveway. We never spoke again. To this day, when I see him post on Facebook, I cringe and relive this whole experience over. Hands down, the worst first date I've been on. Morgan.
Yeah, good night and goodbye forever.
Why is he so, like, there's a disorder going on that he's, like, so happy and then he's, like, so upset with her, freaking out at her.
For doing it. He's like,
please be careful, like, of your white shoes. And then she's like, okay. And then he's like, why won't you walk with me?
You're crazy. I didn't know you were going to be so weird about this.
Yeah. It's like, okay, make up your mind.
Yeah.
What is happening?
When people throw tantrums or, like, have a fit and you don't really know them and you're just like, wait,
like, are we 7 years old?
Yeah.
Like, is this happening?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Okay. Oh, really fast. I was going to say me and Nick's first date.
Oh, yeah.
It was not cringy at all, but it was funny because, first of all, he got my number at like 11 p.m. At the gas station. We saw each other at the gas station.
And you kind of knew each other.
Yeah, we knew each other, but like that's where he got my number and like we were talking a little bit and like we had like mutual friends. And I get home and it's like literally 1 in the morning and he texts me and he's like, hey, this is Nick. And I'm like, hey, cool. And my other friend was there. And I was like, hey, did Nick just text you? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, you knew.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no. And so he's like, not oh, no, in a bad way, but just like, oh.
Oh, like he's only texting me. So he obviously is interested kind
of.
Yeah.
And so he texts me and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, going to sleep. It was literally 1 a.m. And I had to work the next day. And he was like, well, you want to come over and make smoothies and watch a movie? And I'm like, sorry, what? It's literally 1 a.m. And I kept being like, I'm pretty tired. Like, I kind of liked him, so I wasn't going to be like, no, you idiot.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I'm like so tired. I got work in the morning. He's like, okay, like, just let me know. And I was like, it's 1 a.m.
You're like, why?
Like, I know what you're trying to do here. I'm not dumb. Anyway, so then we ended up going on a real first date, and like we went to dinner, and then we went back to his house, and then we get back, and he's like, oh, my family's on vacation. I'm like, how convenient. And he's like, okay, we go into his family room, and he's like, I don't know how to work the TV in here. I'm like, you don't?
Like, awesome.
He's like, oh, there's one in my parents' room. And I'm like, okay, I see where this is going. He's like, I can't get it to work, so we have to go watch upstairs. So we go upstairs, and he's like, yeah, there's a couch up there. I go up there. A single chair. Like this bit, it was like a comfier chair. Like it was like,
it's like a folding chair. He's like, you have to sit on my lap. Gotcha.
No, literally, it was like this chair. And it's this tiny space for one person. And he sets it up right in front of the TV, like, so proud of himself. And I'm like, okay. So we sit down. And then afterwards, he'll always be like, yeah, you were cuddling with me all night. I'm like, because you literally forced it upon me.
You're like, I had no choice.
To be on, like, literally on top of you because we're trying to watch this movie. And I'm not just going to like awkwardly like dodge not you and try not to you. Touch you. Anyways, it's so funny. I always tease him about that. I'm like, I know what you were trying to do at 1 a.m. Like, we're not just, you know. Anyways,
that
it's funny.
That is so funny.
Okay. Do you have a good one?
When I keep going. Wait, did I just go?
Yeah, you just went, but then I just told that story. So you can go again if you want.
Okay.
Because I only have one more.
Okay. Hi, this is my story of an absolutely horrible first date I experienced. So I went out with this guy to dinner, and he said he would surprise me with the place and not to worry. It'll be great.
First red flag.
Very bad. We pulled up to the restaurant, sat down in a velvet booth that was really quite sticky. Okay, bye. I do not remember that detail. That's not good. We looked at the menu, and there was not a single thing on the menu that was vegan, and I'm vegan. I just had to order fries with everything off of them. And then he went ahead and ordered like 10 entrees. The waitress came out with our food and my fries had butter and Parmesan on them. Not vegan. I explained to her and she said she'd bring out she said she'd bring some more. That ended up being fine. I ate my fries. He ate his 10 plates of meat. He offered me some. Like at least 15 times, even though he knew that I do not eat meat. This guy was also the worst at small talk. He would just nod and eat every time I asked him something. When he was done, he said he would split the check in. We would split the check in half. I had $3 fries, and he had $130 meats.
Wait,
$130? No way! I am paying $65 for his meat. He agreed, whatever. Then he got a phone call and picked it up in the middle of our conversation. When he ended the call, I could see his home screen, and it was literally a Confederate flag. He told me he could drive me home, but I said no and took the city bus. I hope you liked my story, even though it was a little long. I'm a huge fan of your podcast, and usually I hate podcasts. You guys are seriously so inspiring and funny and helpful. I genuinely feel this way. Thank you for reading, Ava.
Thanks, Ava.
I'm sorry if it's Eva. Eva or Ava, thanks so much.
That kills me. Splitting it. First of all, how do you order $130 worth of meat?
Yeah, in one.
How?
Like at a, and you're in a velvet booth that is sticky. Like you're not in a nice restaurant. So that means you legit ordered 10 entrees, which is not okay.
No.
For one human being.
And why would you think that you had to split it?
Like, what is going through this
person's
head?
If you had a Confederate flag, that means that you're conservative. So that means that you think that everybody should pay for their own things. So why on earth are you practicing
need to pay
that
for your own meat, sir?
Bye-bye, sir. Okay, so this is the last one I have. Oh, I didn't screenshot her name. Very sorry. Okay. Hello. Watching JC's Insta story and saw you were looking for worst first date stories. Well, I have one for you. Brace yourselves. It happened my freshman year of college at Utah State University. Trying new adventurous things and serial dating was basically how you could describe that first year for me. Oh, that's the worst, like first date after first date after first
absolute
date.
Absolute worst.
What's your major? What do you want to do?
Yeah, just like the worst surface level conversations.
My best friend roommate was dating a new guy who had the idea to set me up on a blind date with his roommate, and they would double with us. Since it was winter, activities were kind of limited, so we thought it'd be fun to go indoor rock climbing. My date was an avid rock climber, so I could tell he was excited to show off a little bit. We watched the safety training video, then got all harnessed up to begin. We started on some easy climbs for me, and my friend My date was more advanced and decided he wanted to try the expert wall. We hooked him up, and I was hooked to the other end of the rope on the bottom. Okay, I do not know this word. Balleying him?
I'm not sure. I don't.
Everyone that rock climbs is like, you're an idiot. But I don't know how to say it. Belaying him. I think it's just the person who at the end who like, yeah. You know. He then started his ascent up the wall. Now, I need to pause here to interject some crucial rock climbing information. Rock climbing is typically a two-person activity. You have the climber, and then you have the person the rope is attached to so that they don't fall and die. The person on the ground feeds more rope to the climber as they're ascending, then pulls the rope down to lock it so that if the climber slips from the rock, they don't fall. When a climber gets to the top, they yell to the bottom, belay, or B-A-L-L-A-Y.
Okay, I have no ballet? Idea. I don't know.
Ballet? I don't know. Everyone listening is like shouting it at their thing. So, you idiot. And if the person on the bottom is ready for them to come, they say, ballet on. All right, how many times is this word going to be in the story? And at that point, the climber can let go and gently descend to the ground. Okay, now back to my story. Everything was going great. My date was climbing up the wall, and I was on the bottom watching him while chatting with my friend and her date. I could see him getting close to the top, so I released the rope from the locked position to feed him slightly more so that he could make it. At that very moment, he let go from the wall. No exchange of ballet or ballet on. With the rope not in the locked position, he started to fall. The rope was whizzing through the harness as I watched him in slow motion falling through the air. Not knowing what to do, I panicked and grabbed the rope with both hands as tight as I could, thinking that I could stop it somehow and save him. That obviously didn't work. I watched as he came crashing down from 30 feet onto the mat, flat on his back. Oh. The music and the entire gym went silent. My raw-skinned hands covered my mouth as tears flooded my eyes. I just killed him, I said to myself in my head. Then suddenly he popped right up off the ground. I started blubbering. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? The wind was knocked out of him, so he just stood there, unable to respond. Workers ran up and asked if he was okay, and he nodded his head slightly to indicate yes. My friend and her date were stunned and had no idea what to say. They just grabbed the keys, and we all walked out to the car. Everyone in the car was silent besides me, who was bawling uncontrollably because A, that was the worst, most embarrassing day in history, and B, I just ripped off all the skin on my hands trying to save him. They dropped us off without a single word. Now you're probably wondering, is that it? What happened next? Well, I did what every freshman girl does and baked him some cookies. I dropped them off on his doorstep because I couldn't bear to even look him in the face again. Then about a week later, I got a message from him telling me he was okay, not to worry. And here's the best part, that he wanted to go out again. It must have been my booty shorts. LOL, JK. I wrote him back and said it was probably not a good idea because I was worried for his safety around me. He might not live to see a third date. He was cool about it, and we ended up just being friends who joke about the time I nearly killed him.
Oh, so literally 30 funny. Feet.
Yeah. I would be bawling as well.
I would be bawling,
and that's definitely something I would do, is literally almost kill him. Wait, did you look it up?
Yeah, but I don't see how you pronounce it. Can you? Is that something Siri can tell us or what? Oh, wait. It has it right here.
Belay.
I'm doing it again.
Thanks, Siri.
Belay.
Belay.
Okay, I wasn't right. Too far.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good. Okay. My friend set me up with this guy she became friends with at the gym and said, girl, this guy is super hot and travels a lot. You guys are practically soulmates. So obviously I was intrigued and was like, oh yeah, tell me more. About a week passes and finally we sit down for this date. Okay, so yes, he was super hot, had the body of a model, face of an actor, and style of a Calvin Klein model. I was all in. We started chatting about both of our recent travels and where we would like to go next. Then it gets deeper into getting to know each other, which was nice, and then bam, out of nowhere, he starts crying. I say, hey, is everything okay? And he starts sobbing, saying, no, my most recent girlfriend just broke up with me over World of Warcraft and left me for my fleet mate. Her favorite flower was tulips as well. At this point, sorry, I am shocked and stunned at the fact that this grown man is sobbing on a first date about a girl that broke up with him for a man she never actually met via World of Warcraft. I ended up just trying to comfort him, and then I went home totally laughing my butt off. I told my friend the story. She could not believe it. She thought he was totally normal. Anyways, yeah, love the podcast, by the way, ladies. I'm a constant listener on Overcast. The topics you have are super entertaining. Sending all my love, Fiona.
Oh, thanks, Fiona. That is hilarious.
World of Warcraft.
I can't.
Nope.
No, thanks. I remember I mentioned my sister when we were talking about this.
Oh, yeah.
So my little sister, first of all, she's drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's very annoying. And she's 20 now, almost 21 in August. So she dates a ton.
Yeah, I feel like she's always on dates.
Yeah, guys ask her like nobody's business on dates, like all the time, from like Instagram, like, you know, social media nowadays. Yeah. It's like so easy to like reach out to someone. Anyways, so this was the best one that she told me because I asked her to tell me her best one.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that came to her mind first is I'm not going to do it justice, but basically the moral of the story, she goes on like a blind date-ish where her friend really wanted to go on a date with this guy. And so he's like, okay, I'm going to bring my friend. Like, he just broke up with his girlfriend. He's really sad. Like, can you go on a date with him?
Awesome.
And so Abby wasn't like, she went in not knowing that it was like he didn't really, not that he didn't want to go, but he was like kind of sad about his girlfriend. But Abby just thought it was a regular blind date.
She didn't know that aspect.
Yeah, I don't think she knew that going into it.
Okay.
But it was quickly. anyway, so they're on the date and like she says he, her friend and her friend's date, they come up, he comes up to the door, gets her, her friend's name's Jessica, gets her and Jessica. They go back into the car and he's sitting like against the side of the – in the back seat, like as far against the other side as possible, looking out the window. So Abby's like, okay,
a music video.
Hates me. Yeah. So he's like, he hates me. So she sits in there. He doesn't say a single word to her. He's just staring at the window. She's like, okay. So they go and I guess they're like playing games like or whatever. They go to like some field. And I think they're either, like, ice blocking or something, and they have, like, glow sticks. And so there's, like glow sticks. And Abby says the other guy on the date, Jessica's date, kind of, like, whips her, like, as, like, trying to be funny. Like
whips
like,
Jessica or
whips
Abby?
Abby. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Whips Abby with a glow stick, like, ha-ha. Like,
yeah.
Just a tight like, a tight whip.
Yeah.
And then the guy comes up to Abby and, like, hits her really hard with the glow stick.
Sorry.
Like, nails her. And Abby's just like, that was just plain mean. Like, that wasn't even, like, a funny little tap. Like, he just, like, came up. I was like, ugh.
Sorry. Like, and, taking his anger out
on
her.
And she's just like, okay, he hates me. And so she's, like, trying to be, like, ask him questions. Like, she can tell he's not in a good mood. Anyways, so they ended up, like, stargazing. So Jessica and her date lay the blanket down and they're like laying down looking at the stars and then they have another blanket and Abby in the sky. So they lay the blanket down and they're both laying on it like as close to – he like lays as close to the edge as possible. She's like, he is repulsed by me or something. Like, he's just like not saying a single word and she's just like, so where are you going to school? And he's like, oh, I got suspended. She's like, makes sense. He's just like answering one-worded whatever. And anyways, so they're just laying there and she keeps asking a question. He just goes, oh, do you ever stop talking? And she's like, well, I will now.
She's like, and that is my cue. Goodbye.
Yeah. And then at some other point in the day, he like jokingly called her an a-hole. Like the actual, he said the actual word. And she was like, I'm sorry. What did I ever do to you? And like at the end of the day, she just like literally was like, that was absolutely the most terrible experience I've ever had because he was so mean to me. Like, genuinely mean.
Genuinely mean and literally taking out. Yeah. Like, literally has aggression and is, like, taking out on her.
That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. I have so many more I don't even know what to do.
Just read one more for us.
One more. I literally don't know if I can pick. Okay, I'll do this one. Okay, I was set up on a blind date, of course, right? The only information they gave me on the guy was that he was from a very large, very wealthy family. He had no social media. They said it was to protect his family's name or something like that.
Nope.
I'll admit I was intrigued. A couple nights before the date, he called me. And we talked on the phone for about an hour. The conversation was easy and awesome. I was super excited for the date. He picks me up. We grab dessert. He's attractive, but a lot more awkward in person than he had been on the phone. This is where things get weird. He wants to take me on a drive. We drive for like 45 minutes and end up in a canyon way up into the mountains. He pulls over in an empty pitch black parking lot, turns off the car, turns to face me. At this point, I am freaking out. I have no cell phone service. I have no idea where we are. I lean as close as possible to the passenger door to get as far away from him as possible, but he notices and asks me why I'm leaning away.
Oh, no.
Because I'm freaked out. He puts his hand on my thigh and tells me not to worry. We maintain conversation, and let me just tell you some of the things he said. I mentioned I was a dancer. He said, good, I like girls who are flexible. Excuse me. I told him I was a girly girl, and he said, I think all women should be feminine and grow their hair out long. It is much better to look at.
Okay. Nope. He is terrifying, and yeah.
Nope.
A serial killer, so that's good.
I told him I was transferring to the same school he was currently attending, and he said, awesome, then I can see you every day. It is literally the first date. He proceeded to pet the top of my head in the same manner you would pet a dog, literally patting and petting my head. Finally, I said I was getting tired and would like to go home. He held my hand the whole way back. I was like, this is fine as long as it'll keep you from petting my head again. He texted me nonstop over that. One read, my mom is making cookies and it made me think of you.
Sorry,
not sure why. I just kept turning down his offers.
Your mom or the cookies?
Yeah, not sure what reminds you of me. I kept turning down his offers to hang out, was terrified that he would show up at my door one night. Worst date ever.
No, yeah, he's definitely a serial killer. Not. Leave him.
That is, leave him. She's like dating him. Okay, I'm sorry, there is one more that I need to read.
Okay.
It's by Teal. So this is a friend that we have.
Hi, okay. Teal.
So, she says, I was 15 years old and my older sister was about to leave on a double date with a freshly returned missionary and his friend who was bringing a date. Last minute, the friend had his date cancel on him, which meant my sister was now going to have a one-on-one date with this returned missionary she had never met before. She convinced me to pretend I was 19. So she's 15 years old. Her sister convinces her to pretend she's 19 and to be this other guy's date so she didn't have to go alone. Long story short, we made up this story of how I was going to beauty school in Utah and I was just visiting for the weekend.
Oh my gosh.
He was asking me full in-depth questions about what school I was attending, where I was living, and et cetera. And I was probably sounding so stupid because I definitely did not know a beauty school in Utah on hand. Not to sound horrible, but these two guys were so not our type whatsoever. I knew I was never going to see them again after this. The night was horribly awkward with so many painful conversations. At the end of the night, my sister and I went to the bathroom and made a plan that I would pretend to be sick so we could go home. Like, seriously, these boys were so awkward and we felt so weird being on this date. We never saw those guys again. Fast forward 2 years later to my sister's wedding with my brother-in-law. I was asked to share a funny story at her reception, so I decided to share this one. Little did I know, my sister's date from that night was at the reception. He heard everything, and I had no idea until after I told the story, and my sister signaled to me where he was sitting. I felt horrible.
Oh!
Luckily, he was married by then and thought it was pretty funny that I had pretended to be 19. It was the most awkward first date that came back to haunt me years later.
I am crying. What are the odds?
What are the odds? And honestly, like, good job for pretending to be 19. I feel like I would, well, I still look 10 years old, so that wouldn't have worked in high school. But just to, like, try and think of, like, oh, yeah, this is where I live in Utah.
And you don't,
like,
know anything.
You don't know anything. He's like, what school do you go to? You're, like, trying to literally think of a random
name.
Nothing
gives me more anxiety.
Like, that is so stressful.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny.
There were so many. There was another one that I read where this girl was, like, it was her first date ever. She was 16, and the guy, like, took her to the movies, and then towards the end, there's like 30 minutes left of the movie and he like goes to the bathroom and he's gone or maybe an hour left in the movie. I don't know. He goes to the bathroom and he's gone for like 30 minutes and she's like, okay, what? But she just keeps sitting there and then she looks down and sees that he is now sitting with another girl at the front of the movie theater, like with a different girl from their school. And then she like goes up to him after. I don't know if I'm getting the story right, but I think he was like, oh yeah, like, can you find another ride home? And I think it was her birthday too. It was her birthday and her first day ever.
Sorry, what? So he just, like, found her at the movie theater and wanted to hang out with her?
The other girl? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if he just, like, feeling it and was just like, oh, this is another girl from our school. I'll just do that. I don't know what was going through his head. Yeah, when these girls, it's their first day ever. I'm like,
I know. It's so sad. They're, like, 16. They've pictured this their entire life. They're like, oh, my gosh, my first day ever. And then it's something so horrific.
So creepy. And also, I feel like that whole concept of, like, you have to say yes. If a guy asks you on a date, like, you need to say yes. It's like, no, you absolutely do not
need to say yes. You do not have to say yes.
You can absolutely say no.
Yeah.
I do not want to go on a date. So sorry. Or if you want to make up an excuse, go for it. But that is just these people, man.
Yeah. And it's almost like I always feel bad because sometimes I think about, I'm like, oh, when I flaked like last second when I just didn't want to go.
Yeah.
And it's like I should have just been straight up the first time that they asked. I should have just been like, no, thanks. I don't really want to like go.
Thank you guys so much for sharing
guys,
these
thanks so much.
Psycho crazy first dates. Like, we could probably, no joke, do 5 more episodes because there were so many.
So many.
And they were so shocking and so crazy. Like, there were some that were just rated R, honestly, that I just, like, could not even read on this microphone. But,
like, thank you for taking the time to write it out and send it to us because without those, we wouldn't be able to make this episode and read them ourselves. And just know that we literally read all of them. I was dying.
They are so good and, well, so bad, but so good.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for all your support.
We love you.
Feedback.
If you guys want to screenshot our episode and post it to your Insta story.
Just keeps going on the
long song. My first kiss went a little
like this. You made me.
I am dead at that.
My new ringtone.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you guys know the drill. If you guys loved listening to this episode, then screenshot it and post it on your Insta story, and we will show you some love. And you guys can find us on pretty much every social media network at What We Said Podcast.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
We got it all, besides YouTube. We don't have a YouTube channel yet. Check us out.
We love you, and
that's what we said.
Bye, guys.